Afternoon Gems 98.5. I mentioned earlier the great conversation that took place at the state attorney's office yesterday, and a much needed conversation brought to you by the one and only Rod Love and his beautiful staff. How are you doing today, Doc?
I'm doing great, Paul. I'm doing great. How are you doing, man, on the one and only Wire?
Hey, man. Blacknificent over here is Martin Luther King weekend. We cruising. We are in cruise mode. You set the tone. Dialogue. Dialogue matters. Dialogue, de-escalation matters in relationship and business and, you know, and family business. It is so important. And yesterday you dedicated this whole forum to de-escalation. And I think you did a magnificent job on giving us scenarios and telling us how we all can walk out of these situations and these interactions going home safely. And I even had situations myself I wanted to talk about, but it was enough scenarios that was put out there that I just said, you know, they don't need to hear mine. You know what I mean? They don't need to hear mine. But well put together. How can we take it to the streets now, man? We need to take these. This conversation needs to go to the streets, bro.
Let me say this, Paul, first, man, and I don't know an ounce worth of French, but, man, I appreciate you being there last night, and really, we did this last night, man, and I'm talking about State Attorney Andrew Bain, I'm talking about Dr. Janie Lacey, I'm talking about Dr. Jeremy Levitt, I'm talking about Town of Eatonville Chief, we're talking about Chief Murray.
Yes.
Man, we and the people who showed up, man, who saw that it wasn't robbery of their time. But when you say, how do we take it to the streets, brother? I got to tell you that yesterday, as you witnessed last night, was a conversation, and parts of the conversation wasn't comfortable, and rightfully so.
Yeah.
But it mattered that individuals from the community, you know, I don't want to start calling names because you're never going to call everybody name, but you had individuals that are providing services to young people in the community. You had pastors that was in attendance, and you also had leadership from law enforcement. We also had Glenn Galzine, the administrator of Central Florida Tourism Oversight District, that was in the audience. How do we take it to the street now? And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to let the cat out the bag. You said this earlier in the sidebar. What was discussed last night needs to be expanded upon, and it needs to be expanded upon into each and every segment of Orange County. And we're talking about this is a colorblind issue that we need to be discussing.
Right.
This needs to be discussed in every area, every township in Orange County.
Exactly. And if you are dedicated to saving life, whether it be your kid's life or the police officer's life, whoever life, this conversation need to happen. I believe what was discussed yesterday can not only help you in those interactions with police, it would help you with interactions in the club and house door environments and situations you might be in. I was a correction officer for 13 years. Too many guys are in prison right now because they could not control the impulse. That impulse behavior. That segment that Dave Chappelle did on TV called Keeping It Real Goes Wrong. You know, you just got to keep it real rather than suck it up, take a cup of deep breath, and think, how do I get out of here safely without having some problem? Man, that was great.
You're right.
Great.
You're right, man. And you know what, Paul? You hit a nail on the head, man, because think about how many lives are changed in a split second where there's no de-escalation, there's no impulse control, and lives have been changed. And in some instances, man, you cannot undo what you've done.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, we're talking about this from the engagement on the street with individuals one-on-one. We're talking about engagement with law enforcement. But, Paul, it goes deeper than that, man. Think about, and it's sad to say, but, you know, de-escalation has its place in every place in everybody's life. Think about the level of school violence that's taking place in our public schools now.
Exactly. Yeah. With a teacher trying to teach a kid, getting jumped on.
Yeah. And we don't need our teachers. And then I know parents, when they send their kids to school, you don't want to worry about your kid engaged in a level of violence or becoming victim to it or committing it. But then our teachers and administrators deserve to be safe in an environment where they can teach kids who are ready to learn and absorb. But you know, man, we can talk about this all day, man. The bottom line is the fact that, and you mentioned it, we had leadership there from different aspects and law enforcement. I got to give it up, man. City of Apopka Chief of Police, Mike McKinley. You had Windermere Chief of Police. You had UCF, University of Central Florida Police Chief. Paul, I know I'm missing a few folk. Oh, we had Sheriff Lopez from Osceola County.
I like Sheriff Lopez, man.
But Paul, you said something that was interesting, man. And I mean, just from continuing this conversation, and I had a good friend that I trust and value that I had to call him last night after it was over with and say, give me a critique because we want to continue to shoot for the stars. What more can we do or should we do?
Right.
And they were just very simple. They say, hey, Rob, you need to figure out how do you do that call the action? How do you have deliverables so that everybody understand there's a means to the end, and the end is how do we reduce the level of incidents that take place, whether they're with engagement or school violence or community violence? And one of the things, Paul, that you mentioned, and I don't want to, you know, I'm going to throw this out. Man, rookies that get hired onto law enforcement, they need to be invited to these forums. The field training officers need to be invited to forums such as this. I didn't know what the heck I was doing when the roles reversal took place and the four chairs were put on the stage.
Exactly.
And I had to be the police officer. I didn't know what the heck. I got to take my hat off.
Yeah.
They got a tough job, man.
It's tough, man. Split decision. You got to make some decisions very quick in these situations. And, you know, the more calmer we are, you know, it's the better it is. I was an MP in the military and I was a correction officer 13 years. And we didn't have the encounters that these officers have on the streets. And the tension was not like it was, but it ain't always been a perfect relationship. But not only did psychologically, de-escalation is just going to help you, period, in your relationship with your girlfriend or your boyfriend. And that just, and how you raise your kids, de-escalation is going to be, do you whoop your kid when you upset or do you calm down? And then decide.
You're right.
You know, that was something that my mother installed. She never whooped me when she was upset.
And man, that is deep. That's deep because you're talking about what Dr. Janie Lacey was talking about when we talk about trauma.
Yeah. Yeah. And that trauma ends up on the streets too. So, man, let me know. Let us know when the next one is. We definitely need it in the Pine Hills. We need it. We need it over in Mercy Drive. We need it in the Paramore neighborhood. We need it in Popka. We need it all over, not just in the Black community. We need this thing all over. People need to hear this conversation about de-escalation. I've always been talking about that for a while. Like de-escalation, I believe that we lack conflict resolution skills in our community. We so quick.
Oh, let me say this, brother. The Wire, you, your voice, your platform, we cannot be successful in getting the word out. We can't be successful in getting people in. We can't be successful in making sure people are focused enough on what the message is, and that is de-escalation, without the leadership, man, that you're exhibiting, man. Your radio station, brother, has been lightening up, and I just want to say to you, man, brother, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you too, my brother. Looking forward to the next one. I don't know what you're doing for MLK Day. Are you doing anything special?
Man, observing it. You know, in the APK, we do it big over there. So I'm looking forward to the leadership of the South Apopka Ministry Alliance. They're going to be recognizing the MLK Day, brother.
That's good. That's good. Shout out to Apopka. I love Apopka. That's my city right there.
Thank you, brother, though. I appreciate it. We support you. We support The Wire. And man, keep doing what you're doing.
All right. Thank you, brother. God bless. Take care.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Rod Love, man, it really was a great event last night. And I know it was like a small group of community leaders there and activists in the room. But that's how you start. The people who need to hear. We saw Chief. I didn't know Windermere had a chief of police, to be honest with you, but he was there. Chief of police for UCF was there. You had Sheriff Lopez for Osceola County. I was shocked. I got to say this. I was shocked that I didn't see anybody from Orange County there, and I didn't see anybody from Orlando Police Department. And this was their jurisdiction where we were at. So I hope they got to work that thing out because they definitely need some help over there. But great event. We're going to keep promoting it, getting it out there. Conflict resolution. How do you deal with conflict? It matters how you deal with it. Going back to my music, Zathino Jams.